Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a KFH special sports presentation. Sports presentation.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It is Shocker Day at the Kansas State Fair, and we are going to welcome you in. As you can hear right there with the Wichita State fight song, the band is out in full force. The fans are out here. We got a bunch of the Wichita State coaches. We're glad to be here with you on KFH. We got Mike Kennedy, the voice of the Shockers, alongside me here. Mike, it's a good day to be at the fair.
It is a beautiful day, and I was just seeing the sign over here. It's been here since 1913. I didn't quite make
Have
it for the first.
No, 1913?
I didn't quite
okay.
make it.
Okay.
I knew that was coming up, so yeah. I was prepared.
That was perfect timing on the fight song. We appreciate that. We will have all kinds of fun here today. We've got Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul is going to stop by here in just a couple of minutes. Volleyball head coach Chris Lamb will be here. Women's basketball head coach Terry Nooner. Softball coach Christy Bredbinner and baseball coach Brian Green all here with us for the next hour as we are celebrating Shocker Athletics here. And it's exciting. And if you listen to us on KFH every morning on Sports Daily, you know for the last, I don't know, Kevin, year, we've been giving Kevin a hard time for not participating in Hawaiian Shirt Wednesdays. And Kevin accepted the challenge and showed up in his Hawaiian shirt today. We're ready to party here. So that was a big win for me. So I'm in pretty good shape here. Kevin, this is a cool thing that you guys do at the fair. The fair is just a wonderful place, especially when you get wonderful weather. And this is as good as you can get.
It really is. No, it's great to be with you this morning. This is a combined initiative, recruitment, foundation, alumni services, alumni engagement, athletics, just a lot. This is our second annual Shocker Day at the State Fair, and we're really excited to be here. Great crowd this morning.
It's a great crowd. We appreciate the Shocker fans for being here. We appreciate everybody at the fair for stopping by. You'll hear an echo there. We're trying to talk to everybody out there at the fair, too. You guys have had people out here signing autographs. Kevin, what else can people expect from the Shocker experience today?
Well, you got a heck of a lineup in terms of our head coaches are going to be with you over the next hour. We've got a bunch of student athletes here. Our president is here. I think I saw Telly McGahey with the Foundation Alumni Engagement. We got season ticket holders, donors, Shockers. There's yellow and black everywhere, Jacob.
Well, let's start with the donors and the season ticket holders. One thing we've talked about, through the weeks here is this new, what you guys have hoped is catching fire, and it is catching fire, and that is for men's basketball getting very generous donors to contribute in a way to get not just people at men's basketball games, which is important, but the right people at men's basketball games and different opportunities for different people.
Absolutely. I appreciate you bringing it up. We feel like we're going to win investing in our community and getting young people in Charles Koch Arena. And it really started conversation with Shane and Kyan Prill. And Shane and Kyan just completely and totally generous. And we had a great conversation about buying 50 season tickets, right? We've got a season ticket that's our cheapest in four what, 15 years at $400. He said, hey, we want to buy 50 of those, and we want to invest in the community. We're going to get Big Brothers Big Sisters pairs to take those tickets. They'll be in Charles Koch Arena. So it's contributing to our program financially, which is incredibly important. It puts people in Charles Koch Arena, young people that may not otherwise be in there without a program like this. Right, and it invests in our community and gets young people there. So it's a really good initiative. Since the Prills, we had two other couples do 50, and I just spoke to a couple this morning that committed to another 25. So we're up to about 185. We'd love to get into that 250 range. Again, we can get bigger with it, but we'll make sure we do it right, because the important piece is got to have people in the seats.
And, Kevin, that's, you're talking about a group of people that are not just going to put more people in the seats, but they're going to make some noise. It's going to add to the atmosphere.
Yeah, no doubt. We're really excited about it.
And you're growing Shocker fans from a young age. Mike, the community talks about all the time. It's kind of chicken and egg, right? When the program starts that momentum, we know the people will be there. We learned that this summer from the TBT, right? 185 loud people there adds to the experience for the other several thousand there, and that grows. You've seen it grow for years and years and years. When it's got the momentum going and they're winning basketball, there's not a better arena, there's not a better venue in college basketball.
No, there really isn't, and I think the TBT is a great example. Started kind of small, and then by Sunday, it was like old times in Koch Arena.
And that's what I told our head coaches. It does not take long, right?
No.
Our first game was like 1,600. The second one actually went down. We went down to 1,400, and then it was like 2,800, 3,800, 4,800, 9,200. And it literally, over the course of five games, the excitement, right, of championship basketball in Koch Arena is going to fill the place.
And that is walk-up traffic, which is, that's very different, right, than season ticket holders, than anything else. There was a 24-hour turnaround, maybe it was 48, to create 9,200 fans. There's one reason they were there, right? The team had a chance to win a championship. And then so full circle on those donations for you guys as we're entering this new frontier.
Yep.
That is also a big part. You guys have had initiatives. You've had challenges to the community to get the funding there to put Wichita State on the map where it needs to be. How's the evaluation of all of that progress?
Well,
now?
I would tell you, there's a lot of folks who have stepped up to the plate. In addition to the Prills, the Weatherbys, the Hemp Hills, we've got a few other conversations going on as well. We've got a team of nine folks within athletics that have focused solely on renewals and new ticket sales. We're pushing just past 400 new season tickets sold, which is great. It's a positive step in the right direction. And renewal due date is two days from now on the 15th. So if you haven't renewed your Shocker season tickets, Monday is the due date to do that. We'll be spending a lot of time on the phone. The goal there is about a 90% renewal rate. You can get to 90, 92%. That's really good. A lot of folks have stepped up, and I think it's really important. It's a community asset. At the end of the day, Shocker basketball is a community asset, Shocker athletics, and Wichita's better when we're successful. And I appreciate all of the folks that have invested their time, their talent, their treasure in helping us to grow.
I hadn't seen a phenomenon like that since I've been here now a little more than a decade, and immediately it was the thing as a community to do. Didn't matter if you're a KU fan, didn't matter if you're a K-State fan, didn't matter if you're an out-of-towner like we were. If you lived in Wichita, Shocker basketball became your thing in the winter. I don't know if it feels that way to you. I don't know if it feels that way to you, Mike. It has felt over the last 6 or 7 months like it's right there.
Coach and I have talked about this, and he's actually made some public comments about it. We feel like we're sitting on gunpowder.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, it just takes a spark. It takes a few sparks to get this thing going. We got a good club. First and foremost, that's ultimately what's going to get folks in the door,
right,
is a competitive, good club. We've got a club that played the TBT prior to the TBT run, beat them by four. Good, positive data point. So I asked Zach Bush, I asked a couple of players, hey, what did you see? What did you feel? What did you think of our club? They said physically not scared. They met us step for step, pound for pound physically. So I was really impressed with that, and most of the people that walked away felt that that was the case. Zach told me that we did not miss one defensive coverage. It was one of the most advanced and organized defensive basketball teams this early in the process that he's seen at Wichita State, so he's really impressed with that. We got four guys that shot 40% or better from three last year. And as you guys know, Mike, we got to stretch the floor, right? We got to hit the outside shot. you got two very diverse bigs in Will and Emmanuel that can do very different things, and we feel like will be a very, very nice addition. It's a group that is really competitive, right? That's an easy thing to say in June and July. This is a group that you almost worry about's in the gym too much. They are working their hind parts off. These guys are working really, really hard at it. We've seen guys that are shooting the basketball at 2 o'clock in the morning. They've coded into the gym, and they're shooting at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is awesome. But at the end of the day, we got to get to the starting line healthy as
right?
So it's a really, really good group. We're excited about it.
Mike, and you hear that stuff. You know this better than anybody. And fans would appreciate it more than anybody. The physicality and the defense. We know the team turned a corner in conference play last year when they started playing that kind of defense, but we've seen it forever and ever and ever. That is enough here to have a ton of success.
Well, that's a great equalizer in modern college basketball. And the thing Kevin mentioned is the thing that's been missing, and that's the shooting. And that's such a big piece now, too. The game kind of starts at the guards. It's more perimeter-oriented than it used to be. And so adding that piece to the defense and the physicality, and that I've talked to some of the staff. That was a priority in recruiting, was to maintain that physicality with some of the bigger guys that left, keeping that part of the piece. And I think they're really taking steps forward.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing you are, Mike, and the same things you're saying, Kevin, which is a part of that gunpowder effect. And that's a good analogy because it does feel that way. And, you know, 200 extra people in there screaming and charging. Kevin will be here if you have creative ideas as Shocker fans on things you think can help do it. I imagine you're all ears at
this point. We're listening, man. Man, we came here. We had like five or six different listening sessions, and we got 170 pieces of feedback from our fan base. And look, we pay attention to social media. We get the calls, we get the emails. Yeah. This is our program. This is the city's program. It's community's program. So that input is highly valued.
Well, that is just one program. There are several programs in action right now. That includes Wichita State Volleyball. Head coach Chris Lamb is going to join us. We're going to take our first break here from Shocker Day at the Kansas State Fair. We appreciate everybody for being here, everybody for listening now. We'll be right back. Stick around. We've got Volleyball Talk next. Welcome back out here to the Kansas State Fairgrounds, everybody, in Hutchinson, Kansas. Big part of Shocker Nation, and we are here live. Jacob Albrock, Mike Kennedy with you, as we'll take you through the rest of this hour, talking to some of the Shocker coaches now from Shocker Day. If you are headed out to the fair, come say hi. You'll see a lot of Wichita State flavor today. And we are joined now by head volleyball coach Chris Lamb, fresh off of a 9-0 sweep at the Golden Eagle Invitational, Coach. That's a heck of a weekend there for, or a heck of a tournament, I should say. I guess it wasn't the weekend, but nice job.
Yeah, there's a little bit to this. We were everybody's first match. The only time I've ever done that, I said I'll never do it again, was way back at A&M when the head coach there called me and said, "Lambo, I need a favor. I got to go to a wedding. I can't say no. We got to reroute this tournament." And the Corbellis, Lori, the head coach at A&M, and her husband, John, a guy I actually played against a little bit a million years ago, they were so good to me as a young up-and-comer in the Bay Area. One was at Santa Clara, the other was at San Jose State. And, you know, I'm like, I can't not do this for them. But it was really, it felt a disadvantage being everybody's first match. They got to watch us, we don't get to watch them. And the tournament back then went okay, but I literally remember saying, I'm not going to do this anymore. Then when this tournament came to fruition, you know, KU got a new head coach. KU owes us two home returns, and you're in an era now where getting people to do what they said they were going to do doesn't happen, especially when there's a new coach.
Right.
And so when KU, when he got the job, Matt, he needed to get some matches on the schedule, and he wanted to play. And I'm like, look, man, KU owes us a couple of home games. And he said, we'll do it, but it had to be this Tuesday night. So I didn't want to not be able to practice leading up to it. So we called Tennessee Tech and the other coaches there, and I said, look, we'll get there Thursday. So not only did we play everybody's first match, we were everybody's first match, we played both back-to-backs. I mean, you did everything you would never really agree to, all to get a home game Tuesday night with KU, and they're doing really well. I mean, I'm really glad we get it for our program and for our fans. But we paid a price a little bit to do that in theory. But it worked out that we played pretty well, obviously, and couldn't wait to get on that plane and come home 3-0 and have a couple days, plus a rare Saturday off for the gals as we get ready to go against KU on Tuesday night. Thanks for bringing that up.
I have been closely associated with your program for over 20 years, and I'm not sure I've ever seen you started out with Kennesaw State, new group for the most part, but you lose in three. Hardly anything went very well that night, and I'm thinking, well, this is going to be a while to get this all put together, and less than 24 hours later, you look completely different, beat a good Arkansas team in five. What was the key? What were the adjustments to turn it around that fast?
I'm going to give you an analogy. Imagine that. My analogy is, let's just say, Mike, you and I are both on the same high school baseball team, and, you know, I hit a little bit better than you in high school. But then we both go to college and the same college, and now all of a sudden you're hitting better than me. And like, well, what's the difference? Well, maybe I can't handle the college velocity. For whatever reason, you can. And so I felt like, you know, the system that we were in was doing really well against us in our own gym, side A, side B. But once we got out there against Kennesaw, we all knew Kennesaw, every returning starting lineup, they were ready to play. You know, it was pretty obvious that the system wasn't really good enough, or the pieces in the system weren't really good enough against something a little bit better. So the next night we went to more ball control. And I've said for years, I'd rather be in an anemic 5-1 than a dysfunctional 6-2. And that 6-2 felt dysfunctional. I could show you that, and I won't bore you with it now. But, you know, it was like, let's try to play better volleyball and hope we can find some scoring out of a middle, which we haven't really done yet, and I'm still worried that we're going to go as far as that will go for us. But we were able to serve pass back to normal. Our defense was great, as you saw, and we got enough scoring, obviously, on the pins to make it happen. But, you know, there's some issues with this that we've got to overcome. I always say that early in the year, but it would be great if a couple of freshmen could make some noise here in practice. They're getting closer. And then, you know, if somebody can be in that classic M1 position, replacing Morgan Stout, if someone can hold that down with some consistency, that'll go a long way for us.
Certainly, one positive in the middle has been the play of Maddie Wilson, who you've been waiting for to be able to make a significant contribution for a couple of years, but injuries have held her back, and
right. It's
obvious if you can keep her healthy, that's a big part of what happens.
You're exactly right. So when she decided to come here, I literally thought she would be in the M1 position, and Morgan Stout, of all people, would be in the two. But Morgan had a phenomenal spring that year. We put her there, and we redshirted Maddie. Then the injury happened with, you know, getting ready at Brazil, and it's just been on and off and on and off. It's been hard to keep her out there. So we lost her for a couple weeks in the preseason during double days. We got her back now on a routine that's semi-consistent. So hopefully she's the one built for it. There really is something to say about that. You can almost see a different, you know, when track athletes get off the bus, you can almost sit there and go, there's a sprinter, there's a thrower, there's a jumper. Well, in the middle position, there's a little bit of that in volleyball. You kind of know an M1, you kind of know an M2. Maddie's built to be the M1. We just got to get it to her.
One of the things that was a strength coming into the season appears to be, could be the best in the league, is your back row. But Gabby Moss dove for a ball over the weekend or down in Cookeville, and what's her situation?
Well, it's still up in the air. I mean, the x-ray was inconclusive. I hope that's a good sign. I didn't see anything, but they want an MRI. Hopefully that's going to happen today or tomorrow. She's one of the top players in our league at that position. She literally holds down left back. You know, it's like a shutdown corner in football. You got a third of the field that kind of is a no-fly zone. And, you know, so not only does that kind of go away, it takes away the third little in the 5-1. So you had Grace Hett, you had Katie Galligan, and you have Gabby Moss. So now all of a sudden it's sort of not just that position takes a hit, but the third little, as we say, to bolster the defense. So, yeah, we survived this weekend, but still putting up good defensive numbers. But, you know, there's some teams in our league, and the money's in our league now, and there's some teams in our league that are having a great preseason, and they're they're proving to be able to score against good, really good opponents. So defense is going to – I expect to be top three defensively. This will have her being in there. It was part of me making that statement.
A lot of other things we could talk about, but just quickly, you mentioned KU coming in on Tuesday. You played another similar quality team at BYU. How much will that experience kind of help your team Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, KU's a little different. I expect KU to defend a little bit better. Maybe BYU had more offensive balance than what I'm predicting, but I'll get to the video today and tomorrow and, you know, have a better thing for you for pregame. But, you know, KU's got some great size. I love the setter, love the libero, the outside hitter we saw in the spring scrimmage, but they brought in a 6'7" Croatian kid that's going to have a lot to say with their season and others. So, I mean, their pick, I think BYU was pick one and maybe KU was pick two or Arizona State right in there. But, I mean, you're talking about top 20 teams and any more, all the talents finding themselves on the top program. So, you know, they're just loaded. And, you know, it'll be a fun test, but so happy they're coming. I mean, I want all Shocker fans to know, you know, just big thank you to Matt for bringing them Tuesday night, because I was worried we'd never see him again.
Get out there, fans, because those environments are hard to match. They're a ton of fun. You guys are, I mean, from an outside overview perspective, it appears you're hitting a groove at the right time, getting closer to conference play. We're excited about it.
Thank you. Six and two
Shockers. Wichita State volleyball head coach Chris Lamb with us here. We appreciate your time, Coach.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Up next, Terry Nooner will stop by women's basketball. We'll take a look inside the program when we return here from Shocker Day at Kansas State Fair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back in, everybody. We're out here at Shocker Day at the Kansas State Fair. Glad to be here. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us here on site and over the air, making our way through some of the happenings right now. Wichita State Athletics, Jacob Albrock, Mike Kennedy, joined now by Wichita State head women's basketball coach Terry Nooner. Terry, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Question on your mind, we're going to see you guys on October 4th
Yes.
What are we going to see? How's everything looking here in this season coming up?
Everything's looking great so far. Our team is really gelling. We have 11 new players this year, which could have its challenges. But I think when you bring in the right group of 11, I think it makes that whole transition a lot easier. So we've been, I mean, they've been working tirelessly throughout the summer. I mean, they had four days a week. They were doing 7 in the morning conditioning, and then we had skills, and then we had weight training, and so we really pushed them a lot this summer. So I think we're in a lot better shape than I would say our previous teams have been coming into this point in the season. But they play hard, they play together, they have a lot of fun, and so it's been fun to be around this group.
You're in your third year, not only at Wichita State, but as a Division I head coach. Yeah. And is one of the benefits of that really having gained a feel now for where you need to be talent-wise and so in your own conference and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, that's been – I mean, when we look at people that we bring in and some of the conversations that we talk about with my coaching staff, and one of the questions we ask is can this individual player, can they compete against UTSA? Can they compete against South Florida? Can they compete against North Texas, Temple, and Tulsa? So the teams that have been the stalwarts in the top of our league, we want to make sure we bring in people that compete against those young ladies. So I think we did a great job of that this year.
You mentioned 11 new faces, but you have 7 who have previous Division I experience. So does that in some ways make this the most experienced team from that standpoint you've had?
Yes, it does. And I think, another character trait, we like people to have a little chip on their shoulder or feel like they were underutilized. And so we have, all of our players this year kind of have something to prove. And this is in a lot of instances, this is their last opportunity to have a good experience in college basketball. And so they kind of put their personal things aside and put the team first, and that's what we're excited about.
That's a play angry thing, isn't it?
Yes, Terry, yes.
A little bit like bleeding over?
It is, and I think that really fits into the DNA of what Wichita is and feeling like we always have something to prove and feel like we've always been – overlooked. I think that's part of my DNA and what I stand for as a player and what I was as a player and as a coach. And so we kind of bring in a bunch of people that kind of have that kind of chip on their shoulder and kind of meld it all together, and hopefully we take it out on the other team.
In addition to just being at a talent level to compete in the conference, do you feel like this group gives you an opportunity to maybe play a style in a way that is more what you want it to be?
Yeah, because I think we assembled a real deep roster. We have a lot of versatility within our roster. And so we can play and match up with people who play a bunch of different ways. If people want to play small, we have forwards who can play the 4 spot, but they can also play the 3 spot. We have bigs who can step out and shoot threes and play on the perimeter. We have guards who can attack and make plays. And so we got a lot of versatility within our team, and we have a deep roster, and we're hoping that we can play a bunch of people. So it's going to be a much more aggressive this year in attacking mentality, especially on defense.
Jacob mentioned the Shocker Madness is October 4th.
Yeah.
Your exhibition game with Newman is October 29th.
Yeah.
You played Lincoln on November 3rd.
Uh-huh.
And from that point, you play 8 games in 27 days in November. So obviously, you're going to find out right away kind of where you are.
Yeah, and I think, for players, they'll much rather play in games than in practice. So they'll be a lot happier to know that we'll be playing a bunch of games because, the practices will be a little bit easier because we got games to get prepared for. And so, like I said, they're excited for the challenge with all those games that we'll have, 8 and 27 days, and getting a chance to go to Texas Tech and try to test ourselves on the road against a Big 12 team. And so we're just anxious and excited for the challenge. I think we're going to surprise and shock a lot of people.
And I was going to ask you about some of the highlights of that schedule. Texas Tech, obviously, won. And are you to the point where you're starting to assemble a schedule that you can win some games early, but also will test you for conference play?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you're trying to get yourself prepared for the conference. But then you do want to have a tough enough schedule. In our league, we've kind of adopted the model. We want to try to make sure we schedule tough enough where if you win as much as you're supposed to, it's not as much pressure to win the conference tournament, but that we will have at least 2 teams that are able to get into the NCAA tournament, so the team that wins the tournament, hoping an at-large bid. So we all collectively as head coaches try to come together and say we want to challenge ourselves in the non-conference.
Hey, Terry, we really appreciate your time. I know you're ready to see these fans get out there.
Yeah.
I know you're ready to play somebody else, but It is an exciting time for you guys. I know it feels a little fresh start.
It does.
It feels like it's in the air for the program.
Yeah, it does. Like I said, I mean, we're excited. We got 11 new faces, and they've been going at it pretty tough since June. So we're anxious to see what it looks like against somebody else.
Get out there and check out women's basketball this year. Shocker fans, Terry, we appreciate your time. When we return, we'll stick on the women's side. Softball head coach Christy Breadbinner stops by. It's Shocker Saturday from the Kansas State Fair here in Hutchinson. We're coming right back. Everybody to the Kansas State Fair here. It is Shocker Saturday. Come say hi if you're out here on the way to the fair, and if you're in town, thanks for being in. Jacob Albrock, Mike Kennedy, joined now by head softball coach Christy Breadbinner. Christy, we were just, whether it was Phil, our producer, in our ear, we're excited about softball season. You guys have become an institution here. I think it's one of the most fun things to do to get out to a softball game. And you guys have a big fall schedule coming up. I mean, there are two softball seasons now. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, we play 8 games starting October 4th, October 4th, the 5th. I know we play Oklahoma State on the 16th. There's a smidgen of a few other games in there all the way up until November 7th. So a little bit later this year, hopefully it cools down a little bit. And, we've got 14 new players. So we're trying something different this year. We're doing a lot more individual foundational type stuff at the beginning of the season instead of jumping right into team practice. So everything's probably 3 or 4 weeks later than normal, and I like what I see so far.
Last season was another solid winning season, but kind of not up to the standards that you've created for yourself, and it was a combination of things, including some injuries and so forth. But what do you hope that your returning players kind of take away from last year as you move forward?
Well, we only have 7 returners, and actually of those 7 returners, none of them played in the program longer than 1 year. So we've got a completely, what I think is a new team. I think that the experience that those 7 returners have, they've got to channel that. But, then you've got a couple of them that didn't play a whole lot, whether they were injured or just, had a senior or junior playing in front of them. But I think the biggest thing is team chemistry. I think, I'm a big believer that team chemistry is going to drive your success. And I never felt like last year we had the chemistry that we needed to have that level of success. And right now there's just a completely different vibe. We've got 5 freshmen and 9 transfers with experience at different levels, Division I for the most part, a couple JUCO kids, and then 1 Division II kid. And they know what is needed, and they're looking for a second chance. They know how big of a deal Shocker softball is, and they want to be that group, I think, that kind of gets our path straightened. You put it nicely by saying we had a good season. To me, you're right. It wasn't a good season. It was a season that was okay, but not to the expectation level that I would expect and, that our fans should expect. And so I'm excited about it. We've entered a new world of softball with revenue sharing and increased scholarships. And right now we're knee deep in recruiting 2027 recruits. And so it's been interesting. It's been a challenge. But we're supported in a really, really functional and positive way that I hope we can continue to keep growing the program.
We've talked over the years about culture and developing a culture, and you have certainly done that. It gets harder to maintain when you have so much turnover, but I'm guessing that is a big reason you have brought back Sid McKinney, Lauren Lucas, and CeCe Wong as grad assistants.
Yeah, probably the luckiest coach out here in the planet right now. I mean, anytime you can get your 3 hefty lefties that were all Americans that, love the Shockers, they want to teach, they want to coach, all in a room together and be able to talk softball and allow them to help our players is just phenomenal. And their addition, is already in a month made a huge impact. They're eager. They want to learn. They want to share their experiences both as a Shocker and, for Lauren and Sid professionally. And CeCe killed it for Team Canada this past summer. And I know for her, if she could play professionally, she would, but her ambition is to play in the Olympics and in 2028. And just to kind of see their work ethic. Lauren, Sid, and CeCe, they get up every morning, they go lift with Horn, and then they're in the brand new indoor facility hitting and fielding and throwing. And you know, they're dedicated. And I think we're seeing that in our new kids, you know, and we're seeing some of our returners starting to open an eye and understand that that's what they've got to do to be successful. And so really great role models and, I mean, just great, great ambassadors of Wichita State softball.
Next place I was going, you mentioned the indoor facility, and there has been a major commitment from Kevin and the administration to fund this program, help move it forward. That's kind of the first really big step, is opening that new facility.
Yeah, and it's a huge step, and we've got unbelievable support from the university and the athletic department and some big-time donors that have stepped up. But indoor's just about done. They poured the concrete for the outdoor cages. They got the padding up this week. There's a couple lighting issues that we're working through, but that's stuff that, you know, you kind of expect. It's beautiful, very, very nice. It's air conditioned, which, you know, for the hot days that we've had here these last couple weeks, it's been awesome for the girls. But it's just, it's everything that we could have asked for and more. And every, you know, kid that we bring in on campus and every kid that comes to camp is like, oh my gosh, this is one of the nicest indoor facilities we've ever seen. And So it's a huge step in the right direction, and we hope to break ground here in the next 6 to 9 months on the operations building that's, you know, been a big donation by the Wadsworth family. That's just going to be kind of the icing on the cake of that phase one. It's well-deserved for our kids. It's, you know, we walk into our offices every day, and it's always interesting what you're going to find. But we've outgrown our space, and when you look at, you know, the GAs that we have, the coaching staff, you know, our ops people, you know, we're in pretty tight quarters. And so, you know, we're moving in the right direction. We're very excited about it. We're very thankful for it. And, you know, we're going to represent it in a really positive way.
Christy, I was going to ask you, with these new faces, you know, we've become accustomed. Shocker softball comes with some pop, with some power, the high chew rounding third, and you know, you have all Americans, that makes that a little easier, right? You have power hitters. What is this new group with so many new faces? Do you anticipate that same style, or is it going to be something maybe a little different this year?
Same style. You know, I don't know that we're not known for speed. I'm not sure. I was never blessed with speed, and so maybe that's the style that I look for, is the power hitter that, you know, can hit it out of the ballpark. You know, we've got 14 kids. Like I said, Trinity Allen was the Division I Junior College Player of the Year, can crush it. Michaela Tosh came from the same college, was an All-American. Both of them, you know, are strong. Asha Moore, I mean, there's some kids that can really swing it. And we just put TrackMan in our stadium, and so we plug in our TrackMan, and it tells us how far the girls are hitting it and how hard they're hitting it off the bat. And it's been awesome. I mean, we've had some high velos off the bat and some 265, 270-foot shots.
Yes.
Here in practice these last couple weeks. So, you know, that's pretty cool considering we're 3 weeks in and into a long season. So hopefully that even gets further.
Big question of the day. I understand you're in some kind of competition here.
Right.
Is it some kind of corn husking or something?
Yeah, the corn shucking competition here at 1 o'clock. So for all the Shocker fans that want to watch Coach B get after it, I got to shuck corn and then toss it into a bucket. I practiced yesterday, was 1 for 3 from the field on shucking it and shucking and throwing it into the basket. So I got to get a little better today to win.
Chrissy, you can't have one of all of our all-time favorite accents and not know how to shuck corn. Like, you can't come from your part of the world and not know how to shuck corn.
I know how to
you?
Shuck corn. I just don't know how to make it into the basket. I wasn't how far the basket
Got
was supposed
it.
To be.
Okay.
Ours was pretty far. I will say I'm glad that I don't have to eat the corn dogs like Brian last year. That would not be my jam.
The Pronto Pups, they're a world-famous treasure out here at the Kansas State Fair. Love seeing your family out here, man. It's so much fun, and love that you have those girls back. Mike, I'll tell you what I keep thinking of. When I saw those three players coming back, we've all heard the story of Kobe Bryant, right, when he returned to the Olympics. The Redeem Team?
Mm-hmm.
That's all that I keep thinking about, is everyone went out and they came back and they saw him in the gym early in the morning, and then everybody was in the gym early in the morning. I can't get that image out of my head. Like, do you even have to say anything to these new girls about what it's going to take?
You know what? Right now they're asking. They want the help. They're coming in early. They're doing all the things. And, you know, hopefully that's an inspiring thing. I'd also take some eligibility like Kobe had to play on that team,
right,
from those three. But we'll just take their knowledge and their hard work and their desire to continue to keep Shocker softball moving in the right direction.
8 fall games all at home. We got to get people out to see this new team. Looking forward to it.
Yep, should be awesome. We want to pack the stadium as much as we can this whole season.
It's been a great thing. AUSL packed it out. We anticipate big crowds for you guys as always. Go check out the new facilities. Christy Bredbinner here with us. Good luck on the corn shucking. We'll come back. Brian Green joins us. Wichita State baseball in our final coaches interview here from Shocker Saturday at the Kansas State Fair. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
And we welcome everybody back out here to the Kansas State Fair. It is Shocker Saturday. Thanks for being with us here on KFH, our final segment of the show. Jacob Albrock, Mike Kennedy with you. We are joined now for this segment by Wichita State head baseball coach Brian Green. Brian, I would ask it to you this way. Last year was a little weird. Have you ever been more ready for a season to start than this year?
I thank you for that adjective, weird. But we're really, really excited with 31 new players and some new staff members and a different way that we've operated this year. But we're so excited about our program right now and our kids. The returning players have been just absolutely awesome. I'm really excited for them because guys who didn't get an opportunity to play last year are kind of earning themselves into the mix right now and are leading as well. But we're really, really excited, and I think the team's really excited. You know, we pushed our calendar back a week this year, so kids are really itching to play each other. And we're in skill instruction, finally start team practice next week on Friday. Invite the fans again, 5 p.m. first pitch. You'll see 5 innings of Shocker baseball, and then we'll flip it right around on Saturday at 11 and have another 5-inning scrimmage. Gates are open, and I really, really am excited for the fans, so I don't have to do any promoting. I just want to say, just come see what we got, and you'll be pretty optimistic.
You know, at the end of last season, I felt you had a very clear idea of what you needed to do with your roster, and obviously any year recruiting and making changes is about talent and filling certain positions, but was mindset really the most important thing that you were looking for?
Yeah, I think it's a challenging time for the coaching staff and the players, and I think anytime you've got an opportunity to go somewhere else, you know, that any coach is going to tell you that right now. And I think one of the things that you have to look at, I think a very challenging thing for any coach right now and in the portal era, is the seniors and the kids who are old. And you know, if there two things happen: one, if you're not going to be a professional athlete, if your season starts to go sideways on you, or maybe you get injured, and then two, you know, if you're not in the middle of a championship, those can be challenging. I think we experience all of that, and that's why you saw massive turnover in our program. And I've been really honest about that. 31 new players, and really excited about it. But our mindset's different, you know. We had to find a group of people, and we will have to find a group of people every year to be aligned with the coaching staff. The coaches have to be aligned, and the players have to be aligned with the coaches, and vice versa. So our work has been great. Our roles have shifted. I'm the hitting coach now, so I get all the blame, and I'll take it, because that's how it should be. So, but we're really excited, Mike. The makeup of our kids is great. The fans will sense that when you get a chance to meet them.
And what few players are coming back? Jaden Gustafson's a local kid who's gotten better and better every year. I know Brady Hamilton was a big priority to maintain, not only because of his talent on the mound, but some other intangibles.
Yeah, I just think what Brady did, you know, Brady had an opportunity to go other places for more money. And but I think he was kind of he was obviously a very important piece, a Cape Cod All-Star, first-team All-Star Cape Cod member. Our Friday night starter, that statement that he stayed was very important to the coaching staff. It means a lot to us. You know, we had a poor season last year, and he could have bolted. A lot of guys did. Brady wanted to stay and lead this team. And I think Brady is exactly what we recruited this summer. And when I say that, I mean the sense of Brady understands that he could have maybe gone somewhere for more money. But he also understands that he had a Friday night starting position home in his draft year. And I think kids, it's always greener on the other side. He was smart enough, I think. And we've got a responsibility to him to make sure that that holds true for him, that he is a great draft here this year. So you'll see that with Max Coffer, Jason Jones, or Brock Eddy, and guys who had an opportunity to go other places. But they had also been to the big dance. And so we've got some very big-name school guys that have come here who have played, and played actually a lot, but I think wanted to find a home and have some confidence they're going to play.
You know, it was interesting. Your recruiting started out almost exclusively junior college level, and that was a big part of your first recruiting class a couple of years ago, and I know will continue to be, but later in the process you did pick up some D1 guys.
Our philosophy on that was, you know, we had a lot of turnover, and let's get a lot of junior college players to fill holes. And once we felt like we had the holes filled, then go get some guys who we felt could really make an impact. And we feel like we did that. You know, our catching position is completely different this year with two JUCO catchers and Max Coffer, and then a transfer from Texas Tech. Four new starting catchers, all very physical. The infield has starting guys from the year ago or 2 years ago. You know, Jason Jones was the three hitter at times for Oklahoma State. Alex Uloa from Florida International started all 58 games. Evan Escobar started 30 games at San Diego State. So we have some legitimate Major Division I experience, which is really important to us. And that's what we really wanted to do, Mike, was, again, fill the roster to a spot that we felt like we were going to be competitive, and then go out and get portal guys with experience.
A couple of new guys on the coaching staff. Talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, I'll start with Colin Wilbur. Our catching coach is phenomenal. I think he's a superstar. I don't want to oversell, but I'm so proud of him. He is... he's just a guy who comes in early and he leaves late. He was with me this morning doing some optional hitting stuff. There's Aiden Benson, one of our pitchers right there, rolling around. So he's enjoying the fair with his family. And I'm waving at him. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see you. There he is.
He's a side armor, and he got some movement on that ball here. But, you know, Colin Wilbur, our catching coach, came to us from professional baseball most recently. He's at Sonoma State and Sacramento State, or Sac City, I should say. But Colin's a pro guy, you know, and he came with a lot of regards from professional baseball. And then Marty Lees, our new recruiting coordinator and infield coach, is fantastic. He's a technician. You're going to see a major improvement in our infield play fundamentally. He is a fundamental coach. He's primarily our defensive coach. I'll be primarily the offensive coach. And then another new coach, new member of our staff, Jason Foster from TRED, Director of Analytics and Metrics. We're really going to excited to bring that into play. And then I think something that also needs to be said, which has made a tremendous impact on our program, is Logan Barrett. come to us. Our strength coach comes to us from Columbia, who was in the postseason last year. He has taken charge and is killing it. Really proud of Logan and his efforts.
Great opportunity for the fans to see this team. You have a game 2 weeks from today with Nebraska in your home ballpark. And going into the fall, what's maybe most important for you? You need to develop some roles and that sort of thing?
We talk about being tough and trusting our process, but underneath the umbrella of just being competitive, you know, and everything that we do is competitive, and everything lays into the vision of this program getting to the regionals, and every decision that we make as coaches and players have to align with us getting to the postseason, and that's not Clearwater, that's going to regionals. So we want to see our guys be competitive. We'll play 16 innings, and we'll probably have five-inning shifts with players. It's going to be a great opportunity for the guys to compete, but we want to see our guys go out and measure up with pitching early and measure up with strikes early and be fundamental and be tougher than the guy that we're playing. So Nebraska will be a good test for us. It's in 2 weeks. 12 o'clock start, first pitch, and the gates will be open. Fans, please come out and enjoy.
It sounds like, Brian, whenever people talk to us, especially with college baseball, it always seems like the easiest place to start is with that starting pitching. You've got your Friday guy, you think. How close are those other roles to being chiseled out? Not necessarily in the fall, because I know it's bit different. But, you know, once you get there, do you feel good about having 3-4 absolute, you know, roles set for those starting positions?
Yeah, you know, we had one of our guys roll an ankle the other day. He'll be out for 6 weeks. So, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. I know how excited I was last year. And then you lose Washburn and Moe in about 48 hours, and all of a sudden your season's different. But we're very excited. Ethan Rogers turned down a lot of money in professional baseball, a high school draft. Brock Eddy comes to us from Blinn. He was at Arizona State. He can really run it up there. And most importantly, they're just throwing a lot of strikes. A transfer from Seattle U, a 6'7 righty, it's up to 94, and he's got some command. I feel like we've got 6-7 guys that we'd like to slot. So even with that, we'll look at that scrimmage with guys that we intend on starting, and we'd like to just spread that out as much as we can. If you're a fan of Shocker baseball, we've had way too many relievers and not enough starters in the end of the story. We've had two pitch guys, and we haven't had guys who can pitch.
That makes a lot of sense, I think, for people, and I think people are excited too. We're excited. Baseball's always been the most confusing to me with the scholarship situation, and then you've got a transfer portal now. Hopefully for you guys, there is some clarity coming through CAPS and the way Wichita State doesn't have to pay football, and I think that bleeds out to everybody. Hopefully it does for you guys too.
It has. Just a big kudos to our administration. You know, our recruiting model was very different this year, and the administration has helped athletics tremendously and put us into the arena. We were in the ring a year ago, but maybe we were in the corner with one glove on.
Yeah.
And we felt like we were in the middle, up with our fists up this year, so it was fun.
We're excited about it, Mike.
Nebraska, 2 weeks from today, and the Shocker Fall World Series begins the last week of October, so get out there.
Come on out, and we'll take Halloween off, so we won't experience that. And again, first pitch, 5 o'clock Friday, this Friday the 18th. For fans, it's only a scrimmage, but gates are open if you want to get your first peek at us. We'll be ready to see you.
Come see them. Come see softball. Those are coming equipped. Volleyball's got a big match with KU coming
Tuesday
night. So there is all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, Shocker Madness is going to introduce us to these basketball teams as well. We appreciate everybody's time here today. We appreciate all you coaches for stopping by and saying hi. We're excited, Mike. Nobody follows this and is closer to this than you are. Maybe you get the same sense I do, maybe you don't. Wichita State's set up for success in the new era, I think.
Fun year ahead.
Without football, right? Isn't
Absolutely.
That the first time we can say, all right, no football, right? Then we get to do some of these things. Brian, we appreciate it. We'll see you guys coming soon on the fall schedule. Shocker fans, come out and say hi to some of these folks at Shocker Saturday at the Kansas State Fair. Thanks everybody who's been tuning in on KFH throughout here as well. We will say so long, and we'll see you next time.
Go Shocks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.